Perkei Mishnah Ches Asara Dvarim Nivru Be'erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos. 10 entities were created on the twilight as Shabbos Eve entered, the time period between Shkia and Tzeis HaKochavim, the time in between sundown and nightfall, as we refer to it in Halachas, Bein Hashmashos, time that is neither day and neither night. It's a quasi-day and a quasi-night period, and thus during those moments of Bein Hashmashos, the twilight period, 10 entities were created. And what were those 10 entities? Number one, says the Mishnah, Pi Haaretz, the mouth of the earth, which is a reference to the punishment of Korach va'Adas, who rebelled against Moshe in the Dor HaMidbar. Pi HaBe'er is a reference to the mouth of the well of Miriam, which accompanied Klal Yisrael in the Midbar for the 40-year sojourn in the desert. Pi HaAson, the mouth of the donkey. This was the donkey which had the ability to speak and talked to Bilam, pushing and cajoling Bilam to go in a particular direction. HaKeshes, the rainbow. This was the rainbow that God brought after the flood as a witness that he would never again destroy the world. The manna, which was the heavenly bread that the Jews ate during their 40-year sojourn in the desert. The matah, this was the staff of Moshe, which carved out and had the name of Hashem in it, which Moshe used to perform the miracles in Mitzrayim with Paro. HaShamir, the Shamir was a unique creature, very small as barley grain. It was the shape of a worm, which was placed upon the stones of the different places of the Mishkan and the Mikdash, which was used to cut the precious stones of the Ephod and of the Choshen. And finally, Haksav veHamichtav veHaluchos, which is a reference to the writing, the letter, and the tablets, which is referencing the first and second Luchos on the Ten Commandments, this puzzling, confusing interpretation on the writing of the letters, the formation of the letters, and the tablets themselves. So these were the incredible 10 things which were created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos. And of course, this Mishnah begs the question, why Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos? Why this twilight period? God had Yom Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, Chamish, and Shishi, 6 full days to create these 10 matters and these 10 entities. Why wait till the closing moments of creation to allow these 10 items to be brought into the world? Why wait? The Medr Shmuel explains that there's a common denominator between these 10 entities, and that is that each of them are items that are not needed for all generations, but rather they were one-time miraculous events which were somehow out of the order of the natural revelation of the creation. Because throughout the creation of the 7 days of the world, each and every item that was brought out and that was created were things that were needed to allow the world to be sustained then and forever. But each of these 10 items were not things that would be continuous forever. Think about it and note each of these 10 matters. When it comes to Pi Haaretz, the earth that swallowed up Korach va'Adaso, was only a one-time event. The Pi HaBe'er, the mouth of the well, was something that was only one time for the 40-year sojourn in the desert. The mouth of the donkey, the Pi Ason, was a one-time event. The Keshes, the rainbow, one time following the destruction of the world. The man, the mate, the shamir, the man, the staff, and the shamir, all of those items were only one-time natural events and miraculous things that occurred because they weren't things that were going to go on and continue in the future of the world. But they were one-time events. And finally, the last three, Iksav, Vamichta, Veluchos, the writing, the letter, and the tablets, those also were one-time actions. Although we studied Torah, we learned Torah, and exactly everything that occurred at Matan Torah and the Aseres HaDibros is the Torah that we study today. Nonetheless, we are all familiar with that when Mashiach comes, the Torah that was then, although it will be the same, there'll be a different revelation of the Torah, because HaKadosh Baruch will speak to us, and through Mashiach Tzidkenu, there'll be a different level of clarity of Torah. So therefore explains the Medrash Shmuel that these 10 entities are unique and couldn't be created in the normal hours of the day and in the normal days of the week, but rather needed their own reality, a separate reality. And this the Rambam says in his Perush of Mishnah is also similarly to the Medrash Shmuel, and thus that's why they couldn't be created in the regular timetable, the regular time frame, the regular days in the week, and they needed that special, unique opportunity and that opportune time of Bein Hashmashos Erev Shabbos, as the work week was coming to a close, as Shabbos was about to enter. Those few precious moments is that when these miraculous events were brought into existence. However, if you take a look at the commentary of the Meiri on this Mishnah, the Meiri explains that there is another shared and special characteristic trait, a theme that runs through each of these 10. And he explains that each of these 10 creations which occurred at Bein HaShmashos of Erev Shabbos were unique in the respect that they taught the essentials of Jewish faith, the foundations, the tenets of Jewish philosophy and of Amunah B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Pi Haaretz, the mouth of the earth, which swallowed up Korach V'Hadasso, teaches us that the Torah is Min HaShemayim. It punished Korach. Moshe Emes V'Soraso Emes. Moshe was true and his Torah is true. But Korach wanted to rebel and created anarchy against Moshe and his Torah. And thus, as the earth swallowed them up, what did the people who were being swallowed up scream out and exclaim? Moshe emes v'soraso emes, because Moshe is true and his Torah is true. Moshe kibel Torah misina, as the first Mishnah says in Maseches Avos, and thus the opening of the mouth of the earth and the swallowing up and the death of Korach V'Hadasso teaches us this primary, foundational tenet of Jewish faith, Moshe Emes V'Soraso Emes. However, the second creation of Bein HaShmashos and Erev Shabbos, the mouth of the well, the ability that the Jewish people had to be taken care of in the desert, shows us the existence of divine providence, Hashgacha Pratis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the well specifically in the Midbar, in the barren wilderness where there is no water, to show us and to explain to us and to teach us how HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides us every single step of the way and shows us the importance of trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mouth of the donkey, Pi Ha'asom, teaches us that a person's abilities are really a gift from Hashem. Anybody can talk, and anybody can't talk. But it's only up to us that we have the ability to speak if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the ability to speak. As we say in the Nusach of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, La'oda ma'arche lev ul'Hashem me'an elashon. At the end of the day, of course, man has many thoughts, ideas, that he wants to ultimately articulate. But really, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who gives us the ability to do so. Even a donkey can speak as eloquently as Bilyam, but God can place the blessings into his mouth instead of curses into the mouth of Bilyam. Anybody can speak and anybody can't speak, but it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the power. The ability for man to speak is no different than the ability for a donkey to speak, and the ability for a donkey to speak is no different than the ability that a man has to speak. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to recognize that, note that, and allow us to recognize that. The Keshes, the rainbow, teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly supervises the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Rambam says, is a bore and he's a manig. He continues to pump his existence and supervision into the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never removes his attention from the world. And the flood came to show just that. And thus the rainbow teaches us that the world exists solely due to God's kindness and not human merit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I could have destroyed the world, but I didn't want to. And the Ma, number 5, like the well, teaches us the very same concept of Hashgacha Pratis, that faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to be taken care of in the desolate desert. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there for us, provided for us, gave us what we needed when we wanted to, at any moment. And today when we eat, today when we have the abilities, the physical abilities, and the success that we have, it's no different than the man, because we think we really are the creation and of the food that we eat. But at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us the ability to do just that. The mata, the staff, number 6, symbolizes all the miracles that were performed on behalf of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, and specifically in Mitzrayim. It teaches us the importance of Yetzias Mitzrayim, remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, because that was the foundation of our belief, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah, all symbolized in this Mishnah, and therefore we need to recognize, hone in, and recall Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why there are so many mitzvos, Zecher, Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Shamir alludes to the building of the Beis HaMikdash. We always have to be pining, thinking of Shibane Beis HaMikdash, Meher Yemeinu, foundation of Yiddishkeit, of Judaism, is there in the Beis HaMikdash. We're waiting for it, we're hoping, we're praying. It was, it will be, and we look forward to it, and that's why so much of our tefillos are always alluding to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And finally, the last 3, the writings, the letters, and the tablets represents the Torah. Because at the end of the day, creation has had a standstill. By Yom HaShishi, the whole world was waiting to be created up until Matan Torah. Until Matan Torah, the world was almost standing in silence and abeyance, making sure that there would be a Kabbalah Satorah. Once the Torah was given, that was really the conclusion of the creation of the world. Thus, we see two very fascinating common denominators in this Mishnah with the 10 items, entities that were created of at Bein HaShmashos of Erev Shabbos. Number one is the ability that these things were one-time creations. And number two, these are all items which are the basis, the foundations of Jewish faith. Thus, this Mishnah is coming to teach us essential principles here in Maseches Avos about these matters and things that we have to think about, contemplate, and recognize how Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us then at Maaseh Bereishis. How Kadosh Baruch Hu continued to speak to us throughout different events throughout the course of our history, and how Kadosh Baruch Hu will continue to speak to us as we wait for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash b'mehirah v'yameinu.